I think so many of the barriers to, shall we say, real intimacy, I was gonna try to be intelligent, but I think not. It's just a lazy Saturday morning. My bed is toasty. I'm just gonna enjoy it if that's okay with you. Even if it's not okay with you, I'm gonna enjoy it anyway. Sometimes it's just nice to touch and feel and just sort of heighten your senses. Fuck. Oh. I'm feeling very impatient this morning. I used to love making ramble fast, and I don't so much anymore. And I think that might be that while it can be very, very erotic, both to make and to listen. creates a kind of trust that just makes anything possible. You know, like, taking risks and trying new things, discovering more things that I like. For me, I gotta be with a person that I respect and who I know respects me. So we just pretend you're that person. Fuck. Who knows? Maybe you are that person. I find that so much of what I turn to these days is, I don't know, for lack of a better word, dirty. Dirty talk, dirty everything. And I think that's because I haven't. I mean, that's fun and all. No judgment at all. But I haven't had that kind of connection. Maybe ever. I'm not. That's not to say I haven't had decent sex. I think there's more than what I've experienced. A lot more. So, I mean, I had decent sex. I'm not the type of woman that cares to go unsatisfied. That doesn't mean I'm like demanding or anything, but I've been fortunate that my partners that I've had an emotional connection with actually took pleasure in my pleasure, but didn't necessarily open things up in me that I've discovered on my own. And so, to put it bluntly, I bought my first toy about 10 years ago. Never had one. Thought I didn't need one. I suppose I didn't really. But since having one and since discovering erotic audio and my voice kink, I have had orgasms that I used, like the ones I used to make fun of in movies. I used to say, like, oh, there's no fucking way. Come on. Tone it down. You don't have to be screaming like that. I really thought, you know, people are like, can you be quiet? I'm like, of course you can be quiet. Show a little self-control. And that's just because I hadn't experienced that kind of arousal where the self-control just goes out the window and you don't fucking care. And I found that, but on my own. And I'll be honest, there's just, I have such a desire to see if that really exists in the real world with another person. I mean, I know they say, especially for women, we're almost always better at pleasing ourselves sexually than a partner, just because for a lot of us, there's a lot more to sexual arousal than just physical sensation. So we know ourselves better than most partners. That's not to say they're bad partners, but, you know, consider the fact that from my generation, you didn't ask for consent. That was not a thing. If a man wanted to kiss you, he just kissed you. And I guess I never realized how it used to bother me when I was very young. Okay, I guess maybe I'm not gonna keep going. Oh, I guess, you know, I was telling someone much younger than me the other day that when I was in high school, I mean, boys could, they could grab your ass, they could feel you up, they could do all kinds of things right in the hallway at school. And it never crossed my mind to complain. Not complain, I should say that, report it. See, there's there's evidence of just how deeply that kind of socialization runs. Yeah, it just wasn't a thing. And so I think a lot of men of my generation don't get that. It's not entirely their fault. I mean, they were subject to the same socialization that I was. But, God, this new for me anyway, climate of consent and respect and, oh my God, it is so much sexier. So much sexier. I mean, don't get me wrong, I've got my submissive streak that few have been privy to. But I think the reason why I hadn't discovered that when I was younger is because there wasn't that required trust, I guess. I think my experience in dating people a bit younger than me, not, you know, not super young, but, you know, like, even 10 years age difference, God, it's just like a whole different experience. I mean, I was raised at a time when, I don't know, the message you just got was a lot of women don't like sex, and you just have to tolerate it. And didn't think anything about it. That's just the way it was. And to be discovering this new climate at this phase of my life without a partner, yes, has been delightful. Not gonna lie. Excuse me. I'm just waking up. The intimacy, it's really that simple for me anyway. I think it would, I mean, it does so much for your confidence, your self-image, your body image, your everything. I mean, it was a really common thing as a teenager for boys to make pretty insensitive comments about girls' scent, right? And they'd say all these things about what they thought girls, because they were genuinely boys. And they were all negative, you know? Like the comments I used to hear boys say a lot were that girls smelled or tasted fishy. And it was just, I don't know, I guess I didn't have anyone, there were no role models in my life that set alternative ways of, that's just the way it was. That's just the way it was in my world anyway. And you just prayed that boys weren't saying that about you. It's just, I realize now how fucked up that is. But it's just the way the world was. At least my world. And so one of the things that I fantasize a lot about is being with someone who truly I'm able to just be myself and not be thinking about whether or not I look good or whether or not someone's going to think what I'm wearing is sexy or, oh, just any number of the many, many things that women are taught they have to worry about. I've had it once. Once. And it was extremely liberating. God damn, never had sex like that again in my, well, since that time. Say that. And I want it desperately. Unfortunately, I don't think a lot of older men either they too don't have the confidence to ask for it or to cultivate it. I think a lot of them, in my experience anyway, are still stuck in that sort of 1980s mentality of, you know, real men do this, 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 and this. And part of that definition was not connecting emotionally with their partner. I mean, I'm not talking about you gotta be madly in love. I just mean being asked what you like. Having him be interested in what you like. You just did it and hoped that it went well. Communication was not part of the process. And I think that process of communicating and discovering and it's something I've learned from the erotic audio world. I didn't know people did that shit. So, yeah, this didn't quite turn out the way I thought it would, but then again, I'm done worrying about what other people think, so. There you have it. Hope you're having a good Saturday.